becoming Protestants. So it is becoming Protestants. Every year is over 1 million. And the reason is because the Protestants are training people to, well, to evangelize and convert Catholics. Convert Catholics from Catholicism to Protestantism. My directives from Rome are to do something to meet that challenge. I thought I would just share that with you, sisters. Give some prayer and thought to it. We are doing it in the United States, and I've been encouraged by the Holy See to promote the same apostolate in other countries. I'm here in India, but I would share that with you. Give that some thought in prayer, sisters. I'd appreciate any questions or comments in our little question box. Now regarding this, I would ask you, sisters, to, and we have a weekend, well, weekend, if you would begin to do some reading on the history of Eucharistic adoration. Remember when we began our classes, we said that to understand the Holy Eucharist, we must understand what we call development of doctrine. Remember? Now, the most astounding development of doctrine on the Eucharist has been on the presence of our Lord in the Holy Eucharist being a sacrament. That grace is conferred just because Christ is present. And this, sisters, let me tell you, this needs to be understood. And as I've mentioned more than once, the United States, we have churches now, Catholic churches, without tabernacles. At any rate, Eucharistic adoration is not just the Blessed Sacrament is here. No, it is Jesus Christ. And we are to obtain from Him what He alone can give, no less than He did in Palestine. In fact, what did Jesus say about working miracles? Did He say that He would work as many or fewer or even more miracles? More. And sisters, in that word, more miracles, is faith in the real presence. Am I clear? I know what I'm talking about. They are at war, sisters, in case you don't know it. At war. And the enemies of Christ are very strong, very powerful. So begin to read this, sisters, and then we will go into this, not entirely, we don't have the time, but during class. And now, back to Mysterium Fidei. I believe we finished 52, am I correct? 53 and also 54, right? Now from now on, sisters, there are 110 questions to this catechism. He will choose and pick because of a lack of time. But 55 is worth saying something more about than you have on paper. Saint Cyril of Jerusalem. Dates, remember, 315 to 386. Who remembers, sisters, who remembers in what year the church was liberated from, well, being enslaved by the Roman Empire? In what year was a church, Catholic Church, free to... Please? 325. In what year? 325. 325. Well, he's very close. Anybody here? When was the edict? Remember, the edict was published which freed Christians so they could practice their religion. Now, my date, I would stand correction, is 313. At any rate, Saint Cyril of Jerusalem was born right after the church was freed. He wrote the first complete catechism of the Catholic faith. And he stresses, strongly emphasizes, both the Eucharist and the sacrifice of the Mass as a sacrifice. And this is where also the language we now use, the Eucharistic liturgy, the Eucharistic celebration. I don't live in India, so I don't know. But I do live in America, so I know. Nowadays, in the United States, you will speak of the Eucharist on Sundays, the liturgy on Sundays, almost everything but the Mass and the sacrifice of the Mass. In other words, I come from a very, very secularized nation. We lost, I think I told you, 10,000 priests left the priesthood in the United States since the close of the Second Vatican Council. Consequently, as I told the bishop who officiated at the first vows yesterday, after the ceremony, we sat down and we had, well, tea and coffee. And I told him, Bishop, we are so grateful that now there are missionaries coming from India to America to re-evangelize our country. However, sisters, the influence of a country like America is powerful. And hence it's well to know that from the very beginning of the church's public teaching, the Mass was the Mass, was a sacrifice. And as the Pope says, in many places, people are told the Eucharist as a sacrifice is something old-fashioned. Oh no, it is old indeed, but it is the permanent possession of the Catholic Church.